Blog Talk Radio.
Directing you.
Yes.
Without you knowing it, he was directing you. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's wonderful to hear how you got into it. Now, what was the name of the very first book that you ever wrote? Or if I noticed that you write poetry too, or was it a poem that you first wrote?
The first book it's an inspirational book called Take a Closer Look, About Your Journey into the Soul.
Yes, I saw that one. Yes, I did.
It is a book of, it's not really poetry, it's, I call them prose poems. In my opinion, they're kind of like, I believe they are messages from God.
Like mini messages, right?
Yes.
Kind of like a mini, okay, mini sermon. Okay, well, go ahead. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Some of the messages, like I said, I realize how they relate to scriptures. The first one was called The Lighted Path, and in my opinion, I feel like it kind of goes along with Psalms 119, 105.
Mm-hmm.
And it's talking about the light upon the path that you... And I think that in some ways it's telling us how we should walk our daily lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, I like that. I like that. I know one of my favorite things in Scripture where God said He would be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
Yeah,
I like that. And that sounds like that's kind of similar of what you're talking about. You know, our daily walk, we do need, you know, a guiding light to lead us so that we can follow and stay on the right path. And so that sounds like that. Do you have any excerpts that you would like to read from your book or anything like that? I mean, you don't have to. I'm just wondering if you have anything that you really like that you would like to share with the listeners. If not, then we'll go ahead.
Yes, I do have one.
Okay.
Okay, one is called To See the Truth.
Okay.
Only one man can see the truth, the man who carries a pure heart. Then and only then can he find the truth that is so written in stone. I will give him what is written, and he will understand the true treasures. The stones will show you the way. And then I have a brief interpretation of what the message is saying.
Mm-hmm.
The stones that contain the truth are obviously the tablets upon which the commandments are written, but the
mm-hmm.
stones are also merely stones, the rocks that cover the earth, because the truth of the creation is in the creation. The person
mm-hmm.
with the pure heart sees the truth everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty much saying that we can see the truth through God's creation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we can. You're right about that. Yeah, that is so true. Well, that sounds like that's a very insightful book, for people. In a sense, it kind of makes me think. Listening to you when you were reading that, I read the Bible every day too as a pastor, and I'm just getting into Ecclesiastes, but I just finished Proverbs, and a lot of the Proverbs Solomon wrote, and he had a lot of insight into life and and things in the world, and that's what you just read kind of makes me think of similar to Solomon's thinking about the world, and knowing the truth, and understanding and getting wisdom and getting knowledge, So that I like that. Now, it also says that you write poetry. So how long have you been writing poetry?
Well, I started writing poetry when I was in high school. Some of the poems that you think poetry rhymes, but my poems that they really don't have a rhyme to them.
Yeah, poetry doesn't always rhyme. There's different types of poetry, so it can still be poetry and not rhyme. There's different types. So I understand what you're saying. Go ahead.
It's kind of really, I just kind of combined my poetry with my Christian book, and as I started writing, it really encouraged me to really get deeper into my writing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know about poetry, but I like poetry too. You know, I'm a poet, also a playwright, poet, author. You know, so it seems like all that when you're a writer, it's like you kind of deviate some time and get into all, you know, a lot of different areas of writing. It doesn't have to be just writing a book. You know, you write poetry, you can write little mini sermons, messages. It's still writing. So I understand what you're saying. Let's see. You told me the name of your first Christian book. So, okay, now, I also see that you have one about the friend I didn't know I had. That's
yeah,
interesting. Could you tell us a little bit about that book?
Okay. Well, it's a book I'm working on right now. It's my third book. It's
that's a
fiction
kind of like a series?
Novel.
It's a series, right?
No, it's a fiction book.
Okay.
It's about a youth pastor. He's dealing with the loss of his 12-year-old daughter that took her own life because she was being bullied.
12 years old. Oh.
Yes. And him and his family moved to another town, and the youth pastor got connected with the school because his wife was a teacher, and he got connected, and he was able to share devotional on the flagpole every morning, and he realized that one of his students was being bullied, and he was trying to get connected with this kid before something ends up happening.
Okay. Okay. But that sounds like a really good book. You know, and it's amazing that you wrote a book, you know, that dealt with bullying. Is this just fiction or is there any truth in that?
It's fiction.
Okay. But fiction sometimes reflects life. And your book,
yes,
that The Friend I Didn't Know I Had, that's so, you know, what's happening today, young kids are being bullies and, you know, are being bullied at school, and they, you know, and they take their lives, and like in your story, 12 years old, so young to feel that nobody cares, you know, that nobody, you know, understands. And I think bullying is a subject that's, you know, really, you know, affects a lot of the teens today. So I think that is probably going to be a book that they will really can, you know, associate with. You know, a lot of kids are being bullied and their parents don't even know. I imagine that's what that was happening in that book. You know, like the father didn't know that his daughter was being bullied, you know, until something drastic happened. So I can understand why he would understand about bullying when he sees it happening where they move to. That sounds like a very, very insightful book, Harold. That really sounds good. And now, you said you're still working on it, but don't you have one that's already published called that too? Or was that just a picture of it that I saw?
That is, I have one. It's a preview to kind of show, you know, to get people interested in getting people talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And
Blackman, I think that you should, you know, really pursue that. You know, have you, you know, shown it in your church? You know, since you write, you know, have you been able to, you know, get things going in your church about your writing?
No, not lately. I have not.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really think that's a good one because, you know, that bullying thing is really, that's really, you know, the kids, you know, nowadays, the young kids, you just, you know, like my husband and I were driving in a car and we saw this boy was, you know, was walking. We were coming from, he had that doctor appointment, and we were coming back from that. We saw these kids walking and all of a sudden we saw them jump on the kid and, you know, they were hitting him and kicking him. And my husband said, I bet he's being bullied. And I thought to myself, that's so sad, you know, that kids would do that. And, you know, the poor little guy, you know, probably ran all the way out of school trying to get away from them because school was letting out. And they still caught up with him. And then after they beat him and kicked him, then they all went on. And I thought, you know, can you imagine that happening every single day of your life, And as a young kid, you think that's a lifetime thing, that it's never going to change. It's always going to be like that. So I think your book is hitting the target right, you know, right on the nail. You're hitting the nail right on the, you know, spot of something that's very, very, you know, up in the world today is bullying for young kids, you know. We just don't think of young kids as having problems, you know. When you're young, you're supposed to enjoy life and go through, you know, and just have a good time. I mean, when I was growing up, the most thing we worried about was, you know, coming home, you know, watching TV or doing homework or, you know, never worried about kids picking at you or doing things like that. So I think that sounds like, you know, that sounds very good. Now, the title, how did you get the title, A Friend I Didn't Know I Had?
Well, it just kind of came to me. It kind of goes along with the boy. He's trying to get this other girl to go out with him, and he later on, she was involved in a car accident in this, later on in the story, and this kid, he spent all of his free time at the hospital visiting with this girl, and she finally realized all the friends that she had, he was the only one that really took the time to really come and visit with her.
Okay, I see how the title.
Yes, that's how I came up with the title.
I like that title, A Friend I Didn't Know I Had. You know, sometimes we, you know, the people that you think are your friends, you know, probably a little bit in this story there too, is that a lot of times you think those that you know that you think are your friends, and you find out, you know, when the rubber meets the road, that they're the ones that don't show up. And somebody totally unexpected will turn out to be the person there for you than what you anticipated. So that sounds good, you know, that I like that title, Harold. I really do. I really do. Now, are you working on anything else? I know you said you're working on that book. I saw where that you have received numerous, you know, awards and stuff for poetry and writing. I think that's great. So are you working on anything else other than your book?
That's the only one I'm working on currently.
Okay, well,
I do have a children's book. And it's called Sky's High Flying Adventures.
Oh, yes, that's right. I saw that one, too. I was going to ask about that. Now, that's a children's book, right? For younger kids? Yes. Now, tell us about Sky and his high flying adventure.
Well, it starts off with he's trying to learn how to fly. And
now, is Sky a bird? Sky's a
baby eagle.
Okay, that's what I thought. I knew someone was a bird.
Yes, he's trying to learn how to fly, and he hears a voice speaking to him, and he didn't know who this voice was talking, and he asked what was the problem, and Sky, at first he didn't have a name, he says, well, I can't fly, and I'm afraid. And the voice comes and gives him the strength to teach him to go fly. And later on, he gives him a name. And we think it's spelled a little different than the word sky. It's spelled SKYE. Now,
okay.
like the sky in this.
not like the sky in the sky. Yeah.
Right. And anyway, his mom was talking to his mom, and there was discussing how he came up with his name, and his mother told him the voice that he was speaking to him is what they consider the great creator of the sky, in which we would think of it as God the Father.
Yes, yes.
But to them, it's working on a it's going to be a series.
Oh, I really like that one. You know why I like that one? Because I think it really hit little kids, you know, younger kids, because when you're young, you don't think that you have the ability or strength to do a lot of the things that you want to do. And Sky didn't believe he could fly, but he learns that from the great creator that he has the ability, that he can do it. I really like that. That's not, and so that's going to be like a series, you know, going to have more books about Sky.
Yeah.
It's
going to lead up to Noah the Flood.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of giving the animal's point of view.
I see.
So it's kind of gives a little twist to it. And it is a fiction, but it's also based on biblical truth.
And things that happen in life, you know, that's true. You know, I'm sure you have at times when you were young growing up, there was a lot of things that you, in your mind, you wanted to do, and, you know, you just thought it was almost an impossibility to do it, you know. But as you grow and as God leads you, and you learn to trust and, you know, and obey and to, you know, and to, you know, and just to leave, put your life in His hand, you see that God can weave your, you know. A lot of times our life is like, you know, it's like a person making a quilt. On the underneath, all we see are all the threads, and everything is mixed up and looks all zigzaggy. But then when you turn it over, it's all tapestries on the front. It's beautiful. So a lot of times we just see underneath, but God is weaving something beautiful on the top, and that's what He was doing for Sky. I just think that's so cute, because I love stories about animals. I really do. I just love, you know, stories. I have a cat, you know, and I think about my cat, you know, and God, you know, entrusts us to take care of animals, and I think that's a good thing to show that God takes care of animals too. You know, He created everything, and so everything is under His control, and He looks off, you know, they said not even a sparrow falls, and God doesn't know it. So I think that's very beautiful. Okay, let me ask you another thing. Do you think writing Christian books is more difficult than writing just, you know, regular books?
I think writing Christian books, it takes on that's really have a heart and compassion to be able to minister to others. It's more inspirational and inspiring.
I agree with you there. I do. Yeah. Now, when you start to write, what inspires you? Like, I mean, you know, like, do you hear a song, or do you, like, you're reading in the Bible and something jumps out at you? What inspires you to start writing something?
Well, it kind of comes to me. There's been many times I'll be sitting in a restaurant eating, and all of a sudden I start getting a message, so I end up writing my messages down on napkins. So it's kind of like, you know, God speaking to me.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to carry a little notebook, Harold. That's what I do sometimes. I stick a notepad, you know, with me, because, like, you know, like you were saying, you can just be sitting doing something and a thought will come to you, or an idea, because, like, you know, I write novels, Christian novels, and you can just be, you know, not even thinking about it, and all of a sudden something will come to you. And I can be reading the Bible, and a verse will jump out at me, and I'll say, I can use that in my story. God will tell me this will fit in this spot. So, yeah, so I understand that. But it's good, you know, that they have napkins there, because I've done that too. I've scribbled stuff down in a napkin, later on gone back, you know, to start writing on it. That's very important for a writer. So you're definitely a writer, Harold, because that's what we do. That's one of the things we do. Okay, now, your books are they just geared? Well, some are geared for children, but I'd say that one, the spiritual journey, that would be more like for anyone, you know, like a preteens, you know, teens and adults. Okay, so what's the message the main message that you're trying to get across in your books, whether it's a children's book or an adult book?
Well, I think the main message I'm trying to reach out is that God will speak to anyone that's willing to listen, and it's up to us to share those. If God shares a message to us, it is up to us to share it with others.
And you share it through your life.
Yes, we think. I think that as a lot of times God will speak to us, and we might not realize what he's trying to get our attention to.
Mm-hmm.
And he speaks to us, and then it's up to us to really to take that message and take it out to others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true. You know, I often think I'm working on a book myself, you know, called The Burning Bush. And, you know, when I was thinking about writing that, the Lord was dealing with me for quite a while, but I haven't got all of it yet. But I think, like you said, God will speak to us, but a lot of times we don't realize what he's saying to us, or else we don't, you know, take too much time thinking about it. And I was thinking about where it said about, I didn't know this when I was reading it, said, you know, when Moses saw the burning bush, you know, we all just think Moses walked up to the bush. But in the word it says, when Moses saw the burning bush and when he turned. So you have to make a turn in life. When he turned, that's when God spoke to him. And I never realized that. A lot of times in life, we have situations that God is speaking to us, but we don't turn aside to see like Moses did. And so that kind of goes along with what you were saying. God will speak to us, but we have to be, you know, open-hearted, you know, to hear. And then to carry that message, you know, like Moses was open-hearted, and God, when he turned and God spoke to him, he carried the message. And so that's what all of you are doing, and that's what all Christian writers are doing. We're speaking the message that God has laid upon our hearts, and God has laid upon your hearts, you know, for the young teens and for the, you know, adults, the books that you write, because especially that one about Sky, for the little kids, I think they'll love that. Kindergartners would love that, because, you know, and like kids that are being bullied, you know, they would love little books like that, you know, and the one that Granny didn't know I had, you know, you never know, you know, when you sow something, you know, when you sow your time, because that's what you're doing, you're writing, you're sowing your time, you're sowing your talent, and you're showing what God, you know, has asked you to show to the world, to benefit the world. So I think you're doing a great job with those books. Now, is there a website where people can, you know, go to look at your books, you know, anywhere?
Yes, I do have my own personal website.
Okay.
It's they can go to www.hlawrence.com.
Okay.
It's hlawrence.com.
Okay, so the audience can hear that. Okay, and they're also on Amazon, because I saw them on Amazon. So
yes.
They can also put your name in there. And you have an author page on there, too, because I went there and I had a chance to. I think your book has a look inside feature. And I looked inside the one, A Spiritual Journey. And so I'm pretty sure it had a look inside feature. And then I saw Sky, you know, the one about Sky. And then I saw the one about the friend I didn't know I had. So Amazon. So let me tell my audience too. You can go to Amazon.com and put in the name of Harold R. Lawrence, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Harold R. Lawrence, and you'll find his books there. And plus, he has an author page too that you can go to, and that you can look at. Now, is there any message that you would like to leave with the listeners about, you know, yourself or about your writings?
Yes. The journey we endure as Christians, we must stay on the right path and focus on what God has in store for us as believers. We ought to walk in the light and share God's love towards others.
Amen. That's a beautiful message, short but beautiful. And that's what we have to do, Harold. You know, it says the road, you know, the road, you know, between heaven and hell, you know, hell is wide. The road that way is wide and many travel, but the road, you know, to the light is narrow. And so you said the right thing. We have to stay on the right path, and we can only do that through trusting our life to the Lord and letting God lead us and spending time with the Lord so we can hear his voice and know when he speaks to us. And I'm so enjoying talking with you, Harold. I mean, you know, it's just amazing, you know, God is using you. And I can hear it when you talk that you have a personal relationship with the Lord and that you love the Lord and that you're doing what God has asked you to do. You're writing and you're sharing the word through your writings. And so I'm so pleased at that. So if there's anything else that you would like to leave with the audience before you go, or...
Yes, like with my church book, it has a little different twist to it. On the in the back of the book, it has review questions where the parents can actually ask the kids questions that goes along with the book.
Oh, that's nice. That's good.
It's in the process of getting the cover redone, and it's when I first got published, it was published under my pen name, Dudley Allen King III.
Okay.
So eventually, it's going to be under my name.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
It will be coming back out here pretty soon.
And what's the name of that one again?
That's Sky's High Flying Adventures.
Okay.
How Sky Gets His Name.
Okay, I really like that one. Like I said, I love children's books, and you know, and you have to have a catchy name, a catchy title. Now that's a catchy title, Sky's High Flying Adventure. Of course, the kids gonna want to know who's Sky, and you know, what's he doing, you know, what's it all about. Kids are very inquisitive like that, so that would very well catch their attention. So I'll be praying that the Lord will multiply your success in that area, you know, with the children books and with the writing of the adult books. And there's one more thing I was going to say, and I'm trying to remember what it was. Now I forgot it. I'm so busy listening to you, you know, all that you were saying, but I just think that it's wonderful. I'm glad that we had a chance to get you on this time. Oh, that's what I wanted. I wanted to open it up to the audience, and while Harold is here, if there's anyone who would like to call in and ask Harold a question, you may call 323-642-1589. We have about 5 more minutes with Harold, so if you would like to call in and ask him a question about writing, please feel free to do. Because, you know, that's one way, you know, that the authors, you know, to get recognition, and that's what my goal is, to get authors recognition for their work and for the time they spent. Because writing is not only, you know, it's a joy, but it's also a passion. And writers write because they love to write. And Harold loves to write. I can tell that I love to write. And I've talked to so many that love to write. Writing is a passion. And we always appreciate it so much when people ask about our work, you know, why we write, you know, what we write and what inspires us. And you never know, you're talking to a future author. You never know, you know, because at book signings, you know, have you done any book signings, Harold?
Yes, I've done a few. It seems like anytime I go do book signings, I have a better opportunity to really get people interested. I have sold a few through the book signings.
Well, book signings are always great.
Yes. I'm working on, like, I'm thinking of doing load trading cards for my children's book that has object lessons.
Oh, okay.
That goes along with the book.
That's great. Kids need things like that. They really do. Put it, you know, after they read something, to put in practice what they've read or understand what they've read. And object lessons, that would be very good. I think you've got some great ideas. God is inspiring you with a lot of different ways for your book to reach out, you know, and share the message, you know, especially with young children, because, you know, young children coming up, they really need to be guided, you know, and the world is calling them one way, and God, you know, has plans for their lives. But a lot of times, you know, the world wins out, and that's what God doesn't want. You know, because then so many, you know, don't get a chance to know him and spend time with him to really realize how special they are, that each child of God is special. And that God loves each of us as if they're only one of us. But in this world, there's so much, you know, respecter of persons, unfortunately. And we don't value other people as much as we value ourselves. And God values everybody equally the same. And so equally the same. Okay. So I have, well, we don't have any callers, but I just wanted to let you know, Harold, I'm so glad that we were able to have you on this evening. You have definitely been a blessing, and I just, you know, I'm just so happy to hear about, you know, I think you're really going to prosper in your endeavors to write, you know, these beautiful books, you know, and you've told the people where they can buy your books, you know, Amazon.com and your website, and that was, say your website again, so in case, because I didn't quite get it all either.
It's hlawrence.com.
Okay, hlawrence.com. Okay, well, I'm just so grateful and thankful that we were able to, you know, connect this time. and that you're able to get on. And you'll have to, you know, each time you publish something else, please, you know, connect with me and let me know, because, you know, I'll be getting back with other authors, you know, some that are doing different things, and having them come on and recap, you know, what they've done and what they're working on now, because, you know, that's the way people learn. They, you know, we hear about all the authors that are out in the world, you know, we hear about the famous names, you know, and their famous story, but the world needs to know that there are Christian authors that are just as capable, their stories are just as good, just as fantastic. It's just the thing is that we're not known because we're not famous. But God
right.
directs our writing, and God will lead us on the path, and he'll put the right people in our path for our work to prosper, because it's really his work, and so God will prosper. Anything he puts his hand to prospers. So we're working,
okay.
you know, for the Lord, and he's going to prosper all that we do for him. So, well, Harold,
I
thank
would like
you very
to,
much.
Share something else with you.
Oh,
if
sure,
that's
go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, Pop, that's fine.
My inspirational book, Take a Closer Look.
Uh-huh.
I wrote that book before I started going to church.
Oh, okay.
And one of the messages actually led me back to church.
Praise the Lord.
It took
God
me
was preaching
to,
for you.
Yes. It actually took me to Casper, Wyoming.
Oh.
And that found out, realized that the church that I went to was a friend. I didn't realize that one of my friends was going to be preaching at the same church I was at.
Oh.
And that was a week. He was supposed to be there a week later.
Oh.
So,
well,
in
so
a way,
your timing, that's timing.
Yes, I felt like the book was trying. It was getting me back to. Getting me back into church. And
it was setting
was,
you, like you say, on the right path.
Yeah, it was setting me on a journey.
Yes,
and
it was.
I didn't realize, you know,
mm-hmm.
I never read the Bible all the way. I knew a little bit about being a Christian, but I was
mm-hmm.
never really that committed.
Yeah.
And then once I started reading the Bible, I realized how. You know, how much God was really speaking to me.
Yes, yes, that's right. Well, Harold, my time is running out. I hate to say
okay.
that.
All
right. But I so enjoyed talking with you. I really have, and I want to wish you all the best of luck in your writing. And like I said, we'll stay connected, and I'll be praying for your success. You pray for mine. All of our success is to the glory of God. And that's the main thing. We want art. We want everything we do to be to the glory of God. So you take care, and like I said, we'll stay connected, and I'll talk to you and find out what else you're doing. Okay, so God bless
okay.
you for calling. Thank you very much.
All right, God bless.
God
bye.
Bless you too. Bye-bye now. Well, that was so nice to have Harold Lawrence on today. He's a very good speaker, and he shares his heart and shares his passion for writing for the young people, you know, for the children, that you know, to tell the children about the Lord, about their creator, do creative stories, and, you know, to touch the subject of bullying. I think that's really great, because right now in this world, so many young people lay in bed at night afraid to get up in the morning to go to school because they know what's waiting them. And, you know, you can't, you know, parents sometimes don't even know, and you can't go to school with them, you know. So a lot of times that title really hits, The Friend I Didn't Know I Had, because a lot of times there'll be people that are around that understand that, you know, that help. And that's what this book is about, you know, a child that was bullied and a man whose daughter had died from bullying, and how he reaches out to help this kid. And so I think it's wonderful the way that God is using Christian writers. There's so many wonderful, beautiful Christian writers out there, world. And some of their books are so touching, so compassionate, so caring and concerned for others, because that's what God is. God is caring, compassionate, has mercy and love and concern for every human being. Not a sparrow falls from the sky that God doesn't know about. And so everything is in his watchful eye. You know, I put a message on Facebook today that said, we are being watched. There's a TV show called Personal Interest where the machine watches everything. Well, God is ultimate, but he's not a machine. He's a spirit, and we worship in spirit and truth. But he watches everything, he sees everything, and nothing goes unnoticed. The world may think that a lot of things happen that God doesn't see. Some people really have it in their mind that that God doesn't see what goes on. But if the night is just like day to the Lord, there's nothing that his eye does not see. And when you do, the right things, God prospers you. But if you do the wrong things, then you make your own choices in life. And that's what people have to understand. My book says that too. My book Choices, that God says in Deuteronomy 28 that I've set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. And he tells you, choose life. And so many people look at what God says, and they look at the things in the world, and the world seems so bright, and they're thinking about giving your life to the Lord. They think, too much, I got to give up. But what do you really have to give up? If the life that you're leading now isn't a happy life, you're stressed out, you're worried, and you're afraid. If is that a life? That's really not a life. And so God is, he is the, like that series, Personal Interest. They have a machine, but we have a great and powerful God, and how great our God is. And he is watching over us all the time. And he inspires us, and he speaks to us, and he tells us what to do. And as Christian writers, he tells us how to weave the stories or how to write the poems to reach people's heart, because God knows our hearts, and he knows what's going to attached, to our heart, and what's going to, melt inside and make our stony heart a heart of flesh. Some people have stony hearts. They're so uncaring, so unconcerned, but God wants to give us a heart of flesh, and that's a lot of what our writing is. As a reader reads and sees, and God will start speaking to them through the Christian stories. And he uses those stories to talk to them, to call them, to let them know, I'm here, I love you, I'm watching you, I created you, and I have a plan for your life. It's a plan of good and not of evil. So that is our program for the day, and I just want to say, as a writer, I love serving the Lord, and I love writing. He tells me what to write, and when I go back and read it, I know I'm just a pen in his hand. And I'm sure every Christian writer can say that. When they go back and look at some of the stuff you have written, you say, Lord, how did I write that? Well, we have a great and powerful God that speaks to us and directs our paths and directs our hands in writing. So I always want to say before I close every show, whatever you do, always do to the glory of God. And next week we're going to have another author on, a missionary author, and she's going to be coming on, and so I'll post about that. But until then, I'll wish you all a wonderful night and a great Sunday. Make sure you get out and give God praise and glory that he deserves. And until then, I will say goodbye, and remember, everything that you do, do it all to the glory of God. Bye-bye now. Pastor Janet.